Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:03 British Summer Time. Today is April 20th. Well, this was a day where the dollar was really very weak against a broad basket of currencies. I've posted charts today in the comment of the day for the dollar index, the Asian dollar index, and the Latin American dollar index, and the dollar is breaking down in all of those measures. It's particularly weak against some of the higher growth Asian economies and some of the commodity producers, particularly the Australian dollar, where the Australian dollar was stronger by over a cent and a half and is closing in on $1.07 at present. The Canadian dollar was also firmer in here today, and the euro was stronger by almost 2 cents, 1.78 cents against the US dollar. So the dollar has been subject to some quite concerted selling pressure, and while it is oversold in the very short term, the integrity of the medium-term downtrend remains very much intact, and a significant rally would really be required to check medium-term scope for additional weakness, despite some perhaps short-term scope for a relief rally. With this dollar so weak, that has had the opposite effect on a large number of risk assets. And in stock markets today, Asia kicked off the day in fine fettle, and the Nikkei was stronger by 1.75%. The Hang Seng was stronger by 1.6%. The ASX was also firm in here today. The Indian market, which had pulled back, which had posted that phenomenal upward dynamic late last week and pulled back in the last couple of days, is also steadied in here. The Thai market is extending its move to new high ground, so is the Korean market, and the Indonesian market had a very strong day today and is testing its recovery highs. So that's all good positive action. And into the European session, the majority of indices were stronger by about 2%, and almost all stronger by at least 1%. And into the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is finishing out the day up 1.5%, and the Nasdaq is up 2%. The TSX is up over 1%, and Brazil is also stronger by about 1%. So really quite strong action right across stock markets generally. In the commodity markets, silver today was stronger by 1.25 cents. It's closed above $45, so it's appreciated by $5 in the last 3 weeks, and it's doubled since September. And this it has been a remarkable move. It is really quite overextended relative to the 200-day moving average, but that doesn't mean that this move is over, and a clear downward dynamic would be required to really indicate that supply is beginning to get the upper hand in here. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, gold was also firmer and closed out the day above $1,500. The platinum and palladium markets, which have been laggards for the last few weeks at least, have both pushed to the upside in here, and platinum was stronger by $35 and palladium by $25. This was a good day for copper and the other industrial metals as well. Copper was stronger by 11.5 cents on the COMEX contract. Nickel was stronger by $1,100. Some of the industrial metals, particularly nickel and lead, had pulled back rather sharply in the last 2 weeks, but they have found support in here today. And elsewhere in the commodities sector, the coffee price was briefly above the $3 area for some part of today and closed at 299 cents. So that's a new recovery high. The sugar market, which has been quite weak, was also firmer in here today, almost by a full cent in the US contract. And it's been a broadly positive environment for the commodity sector. Perhaps corn was a bit of a standout because it was down on the day by about 16 cents, but corn has also been the one that has shown the most relative strength in the grain and bean complex. So even though it was a little bit weaker today, it still remains very much within a consistent medium-term advance. If we take and sorry, looking at the treasury markets, they were all a bit weaker in here today. US treasuries were down just a bit more than half of a full point. By and large, US treasuries have been ranging for the last 3 or 4 months, and they're about mid-range right now. There doesn't seem to be an awful lot of confidence in the US dollar, and investors are voting with their feet and putting money into momentum trades at present. The fact is that we're seeing an increased appetite for risk, and particularly in the commodity markets, where a number of markets have pushed to the upside, almost certainly driven to an extent at least by speculation. Oil today was stronger by over $3, and that Brent crude has been consolidating above $120 and is pulling away from that area at present. So oil remains within a consistent medium-term uptrend, and oil significantly above current levels is going to be an increasing headwind for the global economy. And I think what David has referred to as a tug of war between equity markets and commodity markets is really very much underway at present. There isn't an awful lot of evidence for that in a day like today, where just about everything moved to the upside as the dollar got weaker. And that is probably more a function of the speculative nature of the market at present, rather than the very real consequences of the higher oil prices. Oil at $120 for the Brent crude price is probably manageable, but if we were to see oil beginning to surge higher, then that would be a distinct headwind for the global economy and is a risk at present because oil remains within this consistent medium-term uptrend, and it's over the last week it's had a partial unwinding of a short-term overbought condition, but nothing more than that. And its progression of higher reaction lows remains very much intact, and its recent reaction has been limited to a similar reaction to what we've seen previously within the course of this uptrend. So the oil market looks like it is going to push higher, and there hasn't been any evidence to the contrary. The gold price above $1,500 is continuing to look like it can go higher, and it's being led by silver. And silver is undeniably accelerating at present. We've seen in the past where palladium or platinum have also been leaders in various parts of the medium-term uptrends within the secular bull market, and big accelerations in leaders are usually they are capable of pulling the other precious metals along with them. But when you get the big downward dynamic and you get a clear topping signal in the lead precious metal, that is usually a reliable lead indicator for the other ones. So the gold price is considerably lower risk than silver at the current level, and when silver does eventually top out and it remains consistent, it doesn't show any sign yet that it has hit a medium-term peak, but the more overextended it becomes relative to the 200-day EMA, the greater the likelihood is that you're going to get some form of a reversion. This will be my last day in the office before heading off to Singapore and Sydney. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks, and I hesitate to think where silver is going to be by the time I get back to the office on May 11th. This the pace of the advance at present, where it's gone up $1.25 alone today, is unsustainable beyond the short term. The question, of course, is where we are in the broader secular bull market. And secular bull markets often end in acceleration, and the market is definitely accelerating. But rising interest rates are generally the catalyst to kill off a bull market. And interest rates are definitely not rising here. The quantitative easing, QE2, is just coming to an end, and potentially the multilateral intervention in to weaken the yen could be considered QE3. The US dollar remains really very weak in here, and is offering an ideal carry trade funding currency at present. So that is certainly helping to stoke speculative interest in risk assets or higher yielding or potentially higher yielding securities. Even that is unsustainable beyond the short term. And the oil price, if it succeeds in pulling away from the $120 level on Brent crude, will be an increasing headwind. So this the current market environment is not without risk, and I believe that one would be best served with really quite tight money control discipline in markets that are beginning to accelerate higher. There is a difference between what's happening in stock markets and in commodity markets. Commodity markets, to an extent, are demonstrating a certain amount of speculative interest. But stock markets haven't been rallying to nearly the same extent, and particularly those in Asia, where they've largely gone sideways for much of the last 6 months and are now beginning to push on to the upside. Provided we don't get the spike in oil prices, then the medium-term uptrend can continue to be given the benefit of the doubt in those Asian markets. And that is where the focus of growth is, and where the focus of the big investment story is for this decade, which remains the greatest urbanization in history. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.